Welcome to Nutty's Show, your podcast on cooking, technology, and finance. Today, we're diving headfirst into the exciting world of AI agents. Buckle up, folks. This is going to be a wild ride.
AI agents? Sounds like sci-fi stuff, but I'm intrigued. What exactly are we talking about here?
Exactly what Indie Dev Dan covered. Think Microsoft Copilot, OpenAI's Operator and Deep Research, Google Gemini, Anthropic's Claude. It's all about taking LLMs and turning them into action takers.
So like instead of just getting text back, they actually do things?
Precisely. Dan uses a video editing tool he built, Acut, as a prime example. It cleans up transcripts, you know, all those ums, uns, stutters, automatically.
That sounds incredibly useful. I could have used that for my last presentation. So how does this Acut thing actually work?
It's a fascinating process. Starts with a word-level transcript, breaks it down into smaller slices to avoid overwhelming the LLM.
Smart move, those transcripts can get massive.
Exactly. Then he assigns a prompt chain, or a full-blown AI agent to each slice, processing them in parallel. He benchmarks each approach to see which one works best.
So a prompt is like a single instruction, a chain is a sequence of instructions, and an agent is, what, a mini-programmer?
Kind of. An agent has access to tools and can choose which ones to use to solve the problem. More autonomy, but potentially more chaos, as Dan discovered.
Chaos? Did something go wrong?
Well, sometimes the simpler solutions, like the prompt chain, actually outperform the fancy AI agent. More compute doesn't always mean better results, surprisingly.
So choosing the right level of complexity is crucial.
Absolutely. Dan learned that the hard way. He emphasizes starting simple, with a prompt, then escalating to a chain, and only using a full agent if absolutely necessary. He actually found prompt chains were the sweet spot for his Acut tool.
That's a valuable lesson. So what other challenges did he face?
Well, evaluating the results wasn't straightforward. A simple correct-incorrect wasn't nuanced enough for video editing, which is subjective. He's exploring Levenshtein distance and adding more examples to the prompts to address this.
Makes sense. You want the AI to understand your style.
Right. And sometimes the best edit is no edit. Dan's working on teaching the AI to recognize when a slice is already perfect. Not an easy task.
So AI agents are powerful, but need careful planning and evaluation. Start simple, test thoroughly, and don't overcomplicate things.
Couldn't have said it better myself. This whole area of AI agents is rapidly evolving, so it's crucial to stay informed and keep experimenting. Thanks for joining us on Nutty's Show, folks. Until next time, keep those AI agents in check.
Goodbye.